Now, I must move on here because this is a very wonderful section that we're looking at here. And I want to read now verses 3 and 4. And I must read them in my translation, which I don't recommend. And someone has asked me, in fact, they said, you don't seem to approve of any of these new translations. May I say to you, you can say that again. I don't. My feeling is that most of them, in fact, all of them, are bland, flavorless mediocrity. And I don't like that to replace the pungency of genius that's in the Authorized Version. And don't tell me you can't understand it. It's just simply because you don't study it. You don't read the Bible like you read the funny paper. Don't misunderstand me. I read the funny paper. However, it's not funny anymore. They always got something complicated going, and I try to pass those by. But I love cartoons that give you a good laugh. But when you're reading the Bible, you're reading God's Word, and that's the reason it should be different. Now, I'm not a scholar enough. I've had 9 years of Greek. I taught it 2 years, but I don't feel capable of translating. And I find some of these today that are on these committees that are doing translation, why, they do not know enough Greek to read the menu in a Greek restaurant in Athens. Now, let me read. And I heard a great voice out of the throne saying, behold, the tabernacle, skene it is, the tent, of God is with men, and he shall tabernacle with them, and they shall be his peoples, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God, and God shall wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more, neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more. The first things are passed away. Now, here is something that's going to be quite wonderful. The tent of God is with man. What is the tent? Well, we're told the Word was made flesh and pitched his tent here among us. That's what John says in the first chapter of his Gospel, verse 14. That flesh was crucified on the cross, and he was raised in a glorified body, and we're going to have that kind of a body, and we're going to live with him in the New Jerusalem. And we're going to get a picture of that New Jerusalem later on. The golden streets are not really important. What difference does it make to you what kind of asphalt you walk on down here? It's important to know the psychological and spiritual values that are going to be there. Now, we're told we shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, be their God. Now, will you notice here, this is a very wonderful thing that we're told here, and that is certain things that certainly are prominent today are going to be removed. Do you notice what he says here? First of all, God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. A columnist years ago wrote, for every light that burns on Broadway, there is a broken heart. Well, you can say that of Hollywood out here today. And when you go up and look at that great blanket of light, when you go up into the Hollywood Hills, which I've done several times, and look down on that blanket of light, said to my wife once, for every light down there, there is a broken heart. And today, on this day, there's many a sad and lonely person. Now, in the New Jerusalem, there are not going to be any more tears, my friends. And that's going to be a radical change, let me tell you. And there's not going to be any more death. That's going to be a very marvelous improvement. While we have been on this program today, there have been several funeral processions, dying all the time. It's a continual march to the cemetery. And this earth is nothing in the world but a cemetery. An engineer that had in the early days a great deal to do with planning and plotting these great freeways that go across the country today, the divided highways and all of that. I asked him one time, I said, is it getting over the mountains or going down through the valleys across in the rivers? That's the big problem for you. He says the big problem is missing cemeteries. I never thought of that one. But this earth is a great cemetery, but all of that's going to stop. There will be no burying ground in the New Jerusalem. The undertaker will be out of business. And even the doctors are going to be out of business because there's not going to be there any crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away.